All right, Cole. What are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, I have used our Duckfeed resources to rent some office space here in the basement of this industrial business park.
Ooh, office space. Where's my stapler? Give me the stapler. I like the red stapler.
Well, I'm going to Y2K the world with my red stapler.
I'm John Bolton. I'm going to Y2K.
That's a pretty good. That's not like an impression of James or of Dave Herman. That's an impression of like Dave Herman's characters that he usually plays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm your neighbor. Want to watch tits?
Oh, Diedrich Bader.
Yeah. Oh, Office space.
How many girls do you want to have sex with at the same time?
Three, man.
Ooh, you upgraded. Aiming higher there, old Diedrich Bader. Yeah.
He's getting older. He wants to get in one before he goes to the old folks' home.
Okay.
Office space.
Office space. 1998 classic office space.
Where the ideal life is being a construction worker.
Yeah. I'm sure it's satisfying work for, you know, a good number
I'm
of
sure
people.
I'm sure it's not. I'm sure that's ass. I'm sure you get paid really well because it's not a good job.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's really hard and horrible and dangerous. Anyway,
ever since I was young, I have been fascinated with one aspect of business and office culture, okay? And that is the pneumatic tubes that carry messages back and forth.
Sure. Like those bank tubes, but
the bank tubes, yeah. So what I have done is I have, again, used Duckfeed resources. I have contacted all of the companies in this office suite to start just like listing games and sending the tubes back and forth. Can you hand me that axe? Actually, no, I'll let you.
Sure.
Hey, Gary, take this axe. And just whenever you want to, I just want you to chop away at this pipe. And then whichever canister comes out will be the game that we play.
And you have my axe. Lots of movies going on. And you have my elfness.
And my axe.
Yep, and my TPS reports.
Don't throw me! Don't throw my TPS reports! Case of the Mondays! Some elf has a case of the Mondays!
Flair.
Okay,
pieces
let me.
Flair.
Let me use this axe.
Okay.
And not hopefully hurt our eyes.
Okay.
Thwack.
Okay, wait, no, it hit the. Wow, those move with velocity. It hit the other side of the room and. And really just kind of blew apart.
Strong.
Yeah. Okay, let's...
I'm a dwarf!
Okay, oh boy!
Lord of the Rings!
Superman 3! I think I need to make this out. So in the index card here that just says Executive Suite, and then in parentheses it says DOS.
All right. Dwarfs. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And you're listening to Addict Suffering. Addict Suffering, coming up with new and occasionally horrifying randomizations since 2013.
Mm-hmm. Occasionally horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and this week...
not talking about Lord of the Rings.
No, we're not doing that. That was a red herring. I don't know. I'd rather not.
Dwarves.
This week we're talking about this is a very old game. This is a 1981 or 82 simulation 82, yeah. Text-based simulation game called Executive Suite. And Gary, this kind of owns.
No, this is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is like a little bit more like a more limited, slightly shittier alter ego.
Yeah, that's
but
the feeling.
It came out
that
when
I
was two, so it's like,
so it's hard to hold it against them too much.
So yeah, it's three. It predates alter ego by 3 years. So yeah, it's cool. It's on archive.
Mm-hmm.
It's text based, except for a big cheerful thumbs up.
Yep, or the dollar sign. The dollar sign.
The dollar sign.
Yeah. Yep. And this I did before we get past this. This was a patron demand by Max. So thank you, Max.
Aye, Max.
You've got me, Max.
Aye, and my Max.
No.
Dwarfs.
Dwarfs. Save it for the Dragonlance episode.
But they hate them elves. Ooh. No, that's going to be the entirety of the Dragonlance episode.
It's going to suck.
That voice.
It's going to be really bad.
I'm not old. I've got a dagger. I'm a dwarf. I'm gonna torture my game group by making a dwarf character next time. I lost my mind and I love me beards.
Yep.
Dwarfs.
Yep. I don't think this vein doesn't go as deep as you think it does.
Nay.
but no, Executive Suite, like you said, alter ego came up as a comparison. Like you do a little interview where it asks you like a couple of questions basically about like your past and education and stuff, and then like you select a job, and each of the jobs represents 1 year of working at this like, you know, widget making company. It's like a microcomputer kind of company, and each mm-hmm. of those years is made up of like a bunch of questions that like affect your traits, and you get a little evaluation at the end about how good of a job you did and like what the company knows you for.
Yes.
And it, you know, based on that, and then like the economy, then the, you know, the state of the economy just basically acts like the weather in Lemonade Stand. Like, okay,
yeah,
it's like if it's good or poor or, you know, or neutral, then that affects like the next set of jobs that are open for you when you go. There's not like a progression that you go up, like where if you start out in like, you know, as an apprentice engineer, you have to ascend through the engineer path. You're just like picking and choosing as you go up.
Yeah, you just kind of, you know, pick. It's based on your last performance.
Yeah.
There is like a mindset to this game. It's very simple. Like mm-hmm. if you look at it, there are correct actions for these little choices you get. So like, you know, outside agencies. So like OSHA is the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it's very 1982. It's very conservative.
Yeah.
You want to do things that protect the company, follow the law, and suck up to the exact right people.
Yes.
In a way that feels like you got it when style, gentle, like, or you want it when, not you got it when. I just got a new car. You got it when.
No, that's the sign that the boss puts up.
Yeah, yeah.
The employee puts up, you want it when. The boss puts up, you got it when.
You got it when. We're talking about the boss with the unlikely name of when.
Uh-huh. Please give me my money.
Yeah, when's on first. In addition to that dwarf vocal tick,
okay.
that's going to follow me for the rest of the recording session of the day, just letting you know.
Okay.
In this, because this is a really interesting game, but I didn't want to just sit down and talk about business.
Okay.
Because that would be really easy, and like we've done it a lot.
Right.
So I have a lot of backup plans and stuff.
Okay.
But one of the things I was thinking about is checking in on guys who live alone with cats and asking you, what is your current like walking around the apartment vocal tick? You got a vocal tick going?
Not necessarily. I have continued doing so. I sing the Sonic the Hedgehog theme song, but it's about Greta. Greta, okay. The gray cat. She is, or Greta the hedgehog. She is not a hedgehog. She's a gray cat. She's a gray cat.
Mm-hmm.
They do that. That's fun. Another one's like I just walk around saying in a sing song pattern, I love my kitty cat Greta. I don't know what tune that is, but yeah, I just sing in little
it's
songs to her and stuff. Yeah.
I don't know either, but I'm Mr. Big for Big Time Records. You got a future.
Yeah. I'd like to offer you a 10 album deal.
Greta, the Greta suite.
Yeah. Yeah. But then there's just like a lot of, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Little clicks and stuff. The singing songs and replacing the cat's name is very classic.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
and like, I didn't do it intentionally. It's just something I found myself doing. I was just wanting things to say to her, but like, what are you going to say to a cat besides like, it's a good stretch there, buddy. Although I do say big stretch when she does a big stretch.
Oh, everyone says big stretch. I feel like.
Yeah.
When I do that song thing for a little while, I was in,
for some reason, it's just the song that got stuck in my head. Under no circumstances do I want to debate with anybody about Morrissey. But right. I would get the Smith song, and I'd walk around going like, pocket, I was only joking when I said. But then like the next line is, I want to smash your like little pretty head or something.
Oh.
And then I get sad and I have to stop.
Right, right.
You but initially I'm like, really catchy.
Yeah.
I've also been really into walking around doing the beginning of Race for the Prize, because I think that as a society, we let Wayne Coyne off the hook really quick for singing that voice. Two scientists are racing. Yeah. And we're just like, oh, that's fine. This is music to me. For the cure for all mankind. And yes, this is good.
Yeah, this is good to me.
Wow, what a genius.
I don't think that Wayne Coyne has been part of society really.
No.
Not for decades anyway.
He's like the Howard Hughes, but
right.
Like he comes out.
He's like the Howard Hughes, but for gigantic beach balls.
Yeah.
Instead of
full urine. Full of all the flaming lips.
Substantially. Urine. Very heavy. Very unwieldy to pass around at a concert.
Two scientists are race. Like, it's so such a weird choice to do it in the baby voice like that. Like, I'm a little baby. I don't know. It feels very like sailor suit and lolly to me or something.
Yeah, I need to do. Yeah, no.
That's been my vocal tick.
Yeah. No, just usual stuff. Calling her a good girl, all that kind of stuff. You know, she's interested. She's interested when she's interested, but usually she is sitting up in her windowsill or on my lap if I'm in the living room.
Yeah,
and usually in the afternoon, she insists on sitting in front of my keyboard, which I will brook for as long as I don't need to be doing any work. So
yeah, you use her as a little rest. Place your palms on her and then type away.
Yeah, she prefers to be like half on the keyboard, half off, so I have to turn it off.
Yeah.
So it doesn't, accidentally like save something or delete all of
so
my.
So she doesn't write a book. So she doesn't write a teller meow memoir.
Meow
more. Of life with duckfeed.tv's Cole Ross. I don't like, it's weird. So like the reason why I came up with backup plans for this episode is because this game is super cool.
Yeah.
But it's really hard to think of individual, like the scenarios. Oh, got a case of a fallen uke.
Oops. Did it land on your laptop?
Nope.
Did it break?
No, my uke is still doing good. I know what you're referencing, but I don't remember what the guy who's being prank called said.
Right.
The scenarios are actually kind of boring. Like it's in terms of like this podcast, like it's awesome when I'm role-playing it and I'm like, I'm a senior marketing guy, BIPCO has come over to me and said like, hey, will you run this report on Sarah? And I'm like, do you do it? Do you report? Like you get interesting options, but it's very realistic.
Right.
So it's like, it's really hard to like make hay out of, when you're playing a game, it is interesting to answer that question. But it's difficult to like talk about, I guess.
Yeah. I was surprised at like, kind of like not how funny it is because like none of it's laugh out loud, but like it is not as dry, I think, as we're getting across. Yeah.
It's three dry options and then like grab a drink.
Right. Right.
You know, like party hard. Like it's got a quaintness to it. Mm-hmm. It's subtle at least.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Now, most of my scenarios involve somebody like offering like to, like inviting me to organize or start a union or like work to do a shareholder revolt or things like that. It's like, oh, shit. Okay, I'll do that. we'll see how it goes. What's funny is like, even though I tried to get like all of the ownership fired, I was not fired myself. It just said it took my performance from average to poor.
Then you have to start over because this is a nightmare company where you have to apply for a new job every year. Like you don't get to just like stay in a track or keep a job for a year. Every year, time to apply for something new, and you can cut your salary in half by being like a mail boy,
right?
Because you made somebody mad.
But like I don't know, I'd go back and play a little bit more of this because this is kind of I like this kind of sim stuff.
A good game. I think it's very funny and out of touch to have OSHA be an organization that is like antagonistic.
Right, right. Like all those people coming in, they're just in the pocket of big railway. Like, oh yeah. Look, yes. I'm gonna sell you an expensive rail for this balcony. Ooh la no. la.
You know, no.
Can't just be happy you have stairs.
I can't reach it. I'm too short. Dwarves.
Oh, look at me. I'm here from the ADA. Look at this.
Yeah. There's also, it's, you know, I'm not going to cancel Executive Suite.
No.
But there is a moment where for a second I was like, oh, this is progressive. Because when you ask for gender, you can say, you know, male, female, or undecided.
Yeah.
And then if you choose undecided, it says, you better choose by the end of this interview. as like a little joke. If you take that straight, it's kind of funny. even if you could decide non-binary, uh-huh. but just the idea of somebody being prepared for that question and making it part of the interview to like decide, but being non-judgmental about whatever you decide, I think is a little bit funny.
Listen, all I need to do is fill out the form.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, notwithstanding,
I'll just make all the
real life violence that happens as a result of forms. I understand, you know, that's a
yes,
thing,
yeah.
et cetera.
It's a 1982. It's like a 40-year-old game.
Yes.
Like, you know, it's to get through the episode, though, without just digressing into business,
mm-hmm.
I have a bunch of questions for you.
Okay.
From Twitter. These are all would you rathers. and we can kind of just go through them, and this can be lightning round because I know we have some time constraints today. So
yeah,
no extra long episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So Will Hughes asks, would you rather be Glover? And specifies no follow up, so you can't ask any questions.
Okay,
it's just that's the question.
Wait, this is just Will who specifies no follow ups, or is this is you?
Yeah.
No follow
ups. It's just no. It's Will.
It's Will.
So Every the other ones you can ask follow up questions.
Okay.
This one, no follow ups. Just no additional information.
Okay. So Glover.
Would you rather be Glover? Yes.
Oh, rather be no. No.
I'm also going to say no.
Yeah. So we're outside of the question right now. I'm not going to be penalized.
I think.
Can I ask a question about the question?
No, I guess I could text Will real quick.
okay,
sure.
We can,
sure.
We,
like,
okay. Yeah, so he only offered one alternative. So
yeah,
the logical thing would be okay. Yeah. All right.
Would you rather be Cole Ross or Glover? I guess is the implication.
No.
And I think that I contain two Glovers.
Yes.
Like basically, like I would lose a lot of body parts if I became Glover.
Yeah. Although, you know,
I would gain a ball friend. But
although if you were Glover, you would have a better shot at nailing a three-way with the hamburger helper glove and I believe it's the Arby's oven mitt.
Yeah, and get in that glove from Link to the Past.
Mm. Yeah.
Or the Arby's oven mitt cosplaying as video game cosplaying as the glove from Link to the Past.
Or the glove that Golbez leaves behind after the Cal Cabrina fight and crawls up and grabs that. That's a good glove. Yeah.
This is everything. This is all you need is glove. the glove video game glove ranking podcast. Cheeky Riggies. Would you rather have a second pet have a medium sized dog? So 35 to 50 pounds.
Okay.
Or have Pocket or Greta, you know, as our respective cases, grow to the size of a large dog, 75 pounds plus.
Jesus. I would say medium. No, I would rather have a medium sized dog because I think that one of the only things that keeps a house cat, even one as mild in disposition as Greta, the only thing that keeps them from asserting too much dominance, aside from just, you know, claiming territory and all that, is the fact that they are small. I worry about what a house cat's mentality would do in the body of a, you know, in an 85 pound body. Cause that's basically like a bobcat at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that, currently I would do the dog, the second pet, but if Pocket grows up and becomes calm, the idea of gigantic Pocket is very appealing to me.
Yes.
For snuggles. Mm-hmm. Like I wouldn't declaw Pocket cause that's cruel, mm-hmm. but I would trim his nails and stuff.
Yes.
So I would take him into like the zoo to like, you know, cap his nails.
Yeah.
You know, like trank him.
Yeah.
Threndasa asks, would you rather have the superpower to shrink or grow?
All right. So shrink.
We're not going to get through all these if every single question is like a whoa there.
But if it's either shrink or grow, that means you cannot grow back mm-hmm. after you shrink, or you cannot shrink back after you grow.
It's true. You'd have to use it only in emergencies.
But okay, so I think it would be easier to exist if I shrank. Mm-hmm. So yeah, let's say shrink. Yeah,
I would also choose shrink. Yeah, because then if like the world actually went to shit, it'd be like make way for Microman. You know, right, just like me riding around pocket like action
exercise. I've played Bad Mojo. I know how this goes. It's fine.
Yeah. Would you rather Sleepy Salandit says mm-hmm. or okay. Salandit Sleepy Salandit says, would you rather fight that one boss from Final Fantasy 12 with 50 million HP or sit in a room with the president for 1 hour?
I would say I'd rather fight that one boss. Because if I sat in the room with the president, I probably would be carried out in a body bag. So
yeah, it'd be very hard not to strangle him with my belt.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not saying I would do it.
No, just no. That's right. Yeah. So the temptation would be really great.
Or I would just say really, like I would say, talk to him, mm-hmm. you know, and then eventually he'd want to fist fight me. And then once the room opened, the Secret Service would just like body me.
Right. And I'm not saying this like, oh, I'm a tough guy. I'll beat up a 75-year-old man. Right. Yeah. It's not just that. It's just I'm really angry at him, you know?
Yeah.
And that's just the way it goes. No, I'd fight that boss. Yeah, let's fight that boss. People have done it. People survived. You have the fast forward mode. It's fine.
I think I would do the president one.
Yeah.
I think I'd take the risk. Yeah. I want to give the guy a piece of my mind.
Yeah.
I don't have a copy of Final Fantasy 12 right now.
Oh, yeah.
Jacob says, you get a monkey's paw wish. Would you rather find out about the secret consequences of your wish immediately or after a long period of time? That's a meta question right there.
That is, yeah. So it's a question about a wish. I'd rather know immediately.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, like, you know, if I wish for something, I would wish for something that would significantly alter my life, you know? Yeah. And that also has assumptions baked in. So like, yes, I wish I won the lottery, but you don't know what that means is, you know, somebody's going to strangle you in a,
yeah. You get life in prison,
right?
You win due to fraud or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wengelberry says, would you, and I know your answer for this. I'm just going to ask.
Okay.
You.
Okay.
Would you rather wake up every morning covered in sliced ham or sweat mayonnaise?
Oh, sliced ham.
Yeah. Free ham. This question is, would you like an unlimited supply of ham or mayonnaise? And I'm not even mayo averse, but I'd still rather have an unlimited supply of ham.
Yeah. So like covered in sliced ham. I mean, obviously you're washing, you know, if this happens to you, you're washing your bedding every day, but like, I don't know, if I was covered in mayonnaise, I would worry about slipping and falling and breaking my neck, giving myself the old $1 million baby special.
I think that if you sweat mayonnaise, you would then become Mr. Freeze and like live in a place where you ensure that you never sweat.
Yes. More so than I do now. Yeah.
Yeah. But just every once in a while. And especially since like oftentimes the first place I start sweating is the crotch zone. Mm-hmm. Oh. Like I really grossed myself out with this question of like looking down bit. And just like, oh, I got mayo dick. Like, yeah. Like, oh no. Oh. I got Hellman's hog.
I got mayonnaise with my pickle. No.
Yeah. Aww. Oh, it's a Cuban sandwich.
Aww.
Yeah. I guess if you got together with somebody who sliced ham, you can make a real Cuban sandwich.
Yeah.
Would you rather be a skeleton lord or a dinosaur? Says Air 001.
Skeleton lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dinosaurs would be very cool, but like, I don't know. There's not enough sapience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Punished Mitt Romney says, which is a good, that's a good.
That's really good. Yeah.
Says, would you rather be roommates with a Joss Whedon super fan or a J.J. Abrams super fan?
J.J. Abrams super fan.
Yeah, that's a tricky one for me. I might go Joss.
Yeah.
Like, I think Joss is more problematic, but I think I'd probably rather watch. Like, I enjoyed Cabin in the Woods, and
I
like Firefly just fine. I'd probably like Buffy if I gave it a chance.
Okay. Yeah. No, I was thinking more just about the personality of the person involved. You know, and that might just be because I've never like met a J.J. Abrams super fan. Everybody that I've ever like interacted with who has an opinion about him is kind of like, yeah, fine. Like, but it's not great. Yeah. You know, just kind of like, I see that more as like a mediocre thing. So I don't see their fandom being as strongly expressed. But if they are a super fan, their fandom would be automatically expressed. Yeah. Yeah. No, you changed my mind.
So we don't even know. That'd be a question mark. We don't even know what a J.J. Abrams super fan looks like.
Right. Yeah. So I'll go with the devil I know. Yeah.
Yeah. And it just, you know, if it's a roommate situation, I'd probably end up watching a lot of stuff. It'd be obnoxious if there were like brown coat parties and shit.
Yeah.
But who even knows what Joss Whedon parties would look, or J.J. Abrams parties would look like.
Yes. I was about to make the most obvious joke available, and I hate myself for like reflexively almost doing it. I just about said I have lots of lens flare.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But it's barely anything. It's not even a joke. It makes no sense in the context of
parties. Because parties don't have a lot of lens flare.
Right. Like
a lot of flares to be lensed. Lens to be flares.
Yeah.
Tyler ask, would you rather have your skin be eternally dried out or eternally too moist?
Let's say I'm already a dry boy. Let's say too dry. That's what I know.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I would go too dry because it's easier to apply moisturizer.
Mm-hmm.
Like I am, I have oily skin.
Okay.
And it's basically just, that's the skin.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Here's the tea.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's not really a lot of things to dry it out.
Right. When I think of skin being too moist, it is either oil or sweat, and I do not enjoy either of those. So I would
one
say
of them might be mayonnaise.
Sorry. Yeah. Stop. Haunting. Gary.
Would you rather have scorpion claws for hands or have your immediate family be scorpions?
Immediate family be scorpions.
Yeah.
Like if I grew up in that context and I knew nothing else, you know, if it was like a Munsters kind of situation, that'd be fine. Sure. I'm assuming that is what they're saying, not like, you know,
transmogrify.
Right. If it's not, you know, it, like I wouldn't want it to be like a, you know, the lobster kind of thing where, you know, they just got turned into that part way through. Yeah.
I don't have enough immediate family for this. Like I would get off because if my dad was a scorpion in Michigan,
mm-hmm.
who cares?
Yeah.
Like that would make my life not functionally different, but I don't want scorpion. So I would choose that one because I don't want scorpion claws for hands.
Yeah. Things are getting a little, you know, things are getting more accessible for, you know, for people who do not have, you know, full digital control, but I still rely on my hands quite a bit. So if I have an option, I would rather, you know, keep the full range of motion. There are not that many things I need to snip on any given day. So
no. If the question was explicitly like get raised by scorpions, it might be a little different.
Yeah.
You know, for me, I actually have a different thing. Like you'd rather have like you come from a family of scorpions. Me, I do want them to the lobster because I was raised by scorpions. I don't know how that would change my personality, but I don't think it'd be good.
Right.
You know, I don't think I'd be a better person if I had scorpion values.
If you had a literal scorpion dad, nature's all star.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see. I'm skipping through ones I think are bummers. So let me refresh real quick. I think we're at the end of the ones I don't consider to be bummers.
Okay.
Either just like 2020 or, you know, okay. some more from the Mayo contingent.
Oh, Jesus.
For the rest of your life, would you rather eat only a food that you love, but it's covered in mayo, or eat only a food you hate, but you can season and sauce it however you like?
You can wipe mayo off. I mean, I would not like it, but yeah, let's do covered in mayo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you can then, there's nothing saying you couldn't wipe off the mayo and then season and sauce it.
Right. Afterwards. Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Nothing's built into the question.
And I like mayo. So, like, for me, win-win. Yeah. Like, I don't want to eat everything covered in mayo.
Mm-hmm.
And it would make some things I would never eat again. Like, I don't think I would, like, I don't think you could, like, wipe off enough mayo off, like, a Hershey's bar for me to be like, you know?
Right.
This had mayo and I'm down for it.
Mm-hmm. But if I can only eat food that I hate,
That's rough stuff. Like, yeah. If I think about food that I hate, like, in terms of, you know, actual food.
Right.
Like, you know, I hate the humble cucumber.
Yeah.
Like, a cucumber tastes really bad to me.
Mm-hmm.
If I could season and sauce that however I like, there's no getting rid of that flavor.
Right.
No matter what you do to a cucumber, you mm-hmm. get this incredibly strong cucumber taste.
Yeah. And, like, a lot of the things that turn me off of food are, like, texture. So, like, sure. You know, not, I'm disgusted by organ meat. I don't know how people can eat that.
Yeah.
You know?
Same.
Yeah. So, like,
gritty and,
if I can season something that already has a texture that I don't like, that's not going to fix the problem. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. I didn't mean to make a stance on picky eating here.
No. Watch out. And then something like deviled ham or something.
Right.
You know, like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like, what are you supposed to do with that? Like, I'm just going to add, you know, rich creamy Bernay sauce to that to, like, do what exactly?
Right.
You know, I think that there's not really a win-win.
Yeah.
For that one. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I become the mayonnaise boy.
Did I get the job?
I think you got the job, buddy. Cool. Here, choose between these five level three careers.
Start a union.
That are all disparate.
Start a union.
Well, you got to go.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah, the unfortunately, you're out.
Ah, damn it. Well, it was a good run.
Economy is bad. Yep. But here's one last one.
Okay, okay.
Because this one came in 34 seconds ago.
Okay.
There's two of them that came by. These are lightning round.
Okay.
Because these are, would you rather never have to charge a wireless device again or never be without a stable signal on a wireless device again?
Never be without a stable signal.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
I charge.
Okay.
I don't very often get unstable signals.
So I live out in the country and sometimes that is a problem. Yeah.
That'll do it. And then finally, which would you rather have in your living room? One giant snake ball from Bloodborne or one giant corpse ball from Demon Souls? That's a rough one, man.
I think the snake ball would probably smell better. Let's go with snake ball.
Yeah, it'd smell like a reptile house.
Yeah, that still sucks, but, like, I don't know, that still seems better than rotting flesh to me.
Yeah, I don't know what the corpse ball even is.
Yeah.
You know, like, that,
I don't know
that
what's at the center of that, yeah.
It also shoots bullets. It shoots magic missiles. And the snake ball at least doesn't shoot magic missiles, so I feel like if you had a broom,
mm-hmm.
you could push the snake out of range and just hold it there until, like, Exterminators game or whatever.
Yes, yeah.
You know, and it'd be rough,
uh-huh.
and Pocket would have a horrible time with it.
Yeah, no, you'd have to lock Pocket in the bathroom. Yeah.
Yeah, Pocket would have to go, and he would not understand it. He'd be like, meow, meow.
Emergency meow, like, emergency meow.
No, yeah. Buddy, like, I assure you, you do not want out right now. Like, we have a problem in the living room.
Yeah.
You don't want this.
No, you don't. It's a problem you didn't create, which is rare.
Yeah, exactly. And you can't help solve it. The only thing you can do right now to help is be patient. Pocket.
Yes.
Like, here's a secret, youngster. Like, roughly 75% of the situations, the only thing you can do is be patient and understand.
Yep.
Like, when if you ask, like, how can I help? That is actually the answer. If you don't know, that's the answer.
Yep.
So, anywho.
Anyway.
So anyway, thank you for submitting lightning round questions, everybody. Thank you for demanding this game.
Yes,
which was good. And if you were expecting, like, a bunch of stories about, like, corporate America, I think that I'm too 2020 brained to make fun out of that right now.
Yes.
So,
samesies. So, yeah. Hopefully, what you got was what everybody got was what they, you know, was what was enjoyable.
Yeah, and if not, stay tuned next week.
Yep.
For more abject suffering.
What can they do? They can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you can leave us ratings reviews on uh-huh. Apple Podcast or wherever.
Yeah. And I assume that Duckfest went pretty well. So.
Boy, I hope so.
I hope so. Yeah. So let's just say that it did.
We could have an entirely different experience and not even know.
Yes.
You know?
Who knows?
Oof. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, everybody. Until next time, Cole.
Until next time, this is Gerald Butterfly and Whole Cross wishing you an okay night.